Jonathan Kreis Tompkins served in the legislature in the Democratic minority during his first two terms. During the last 2 years, however, he formed part of the Bipartisan Coalition, a working agreement between Democrats, moderate Republicans, and independents, which took majority power in the state House. Coastal Democrats like Kreis Tompkins received committee chairmanships as a result. He told the Sitka Chamber that preserving this structure would be critical to the political health of Southeast if a Republican won the governor's mansion.
Especially with, I think, the possibility of a sort of Matsu governorship the next 4 years, although who knows what's going to happen given this last week. I think on issues of commercial fishing, ferry system, rural schools, Medicaid expansion, there's a sort of a need for a firewall or some checks and balances, and it's certainly my perspective that the Bipartisan Coalition has been good for coastal Alaska, and I think we'll add some much needed balance in the institutions of power these next 2 years.
Richard Ween has been a surgeon at both the Southeast Regional Health Consortium and Sitka Community Hospital for a combined 18 years and locked horns with management at both places. His medical skills were never in question, however, and he's linked his commitment to public service to the dedication a doctor brings to healthcare.
It's important because I see people at their most, vulnerable. So this way you get to know constituents, in a manner of speaking, in a very unique way. And certainly I believe that this experience over the last 18 years is something that has helped shape me and understand what Southeast is all about.
Over the course of the hour-long forum, Ween and Kreis Tompkins took two very different paths. Kreis Tompkins stayed on message with the importance of preserving the bipartisan majority in the House and the benefits it provided the region. And Ween consistently returned to the idea that prosperity in Southeast Alaska ultimately stemmed from prosperity in the state and from petroleum development on the North Slope. The other differences between the candidates were not especially nuanced. On their three key legislative priorities, Kreis Tompkins backed core issues like balancing the state budget, improving ferries, and
constitutionalizing the dividend at a sustainable amount, as well as protecting the integrity of the fund itself. And I don't think it's sort of commonly known, but the structure of the permanent fund, actually a huge portion of it is not sort of in a lockbox, I think the way a lot of us commonly understand it to be, and it's actually available for appropriation just the way that $14 billion in savings was. And I think taking steps, and I can speak to this more, that will protect all that money in a sustainable manner, so it's a true sort of endowment that's there in perpetuity, is hugely important.
Ween, however, reacted strongly to the question's three-priority limit, given the number of issues facing District 35. He would have preferred to discuss 15, but he put the repeal of SB 91 at the top of his list. The 2015 bill was an attempt at criminal justice reform, and Ween, in the most graphic terms, argued that it was not working.
Why would any group of people, legislators, decriminalize things like heroin? And why would people be allowed to walk free, such as that young Native woman who was kidnapped, choked, and ejaculated upon, and he's walking around? And these are the things that when you speak of balance of power in the legislature, I believe that if you have good legislation at the outset, that everyone will begin to buy into it, and you won't have to worry about coalitions and bipartisanship, because people will do the right thing.
And on priorities, Ween also said that education is a big deal, especially the achievement gap between Native and non-Native students, and that healthcare was one of the major things driving the economy. The candidates answered both prepared questions from the Chamber of Commerce and audience questions, many of which focused on local issues related to ferry service, the herring fishery, the opioid crisis, and concerns over Sitka's aging police department facility. The candidates were in solid agreement on only one issue, the 12.5% raw fish tax proposed by Republican candidate for governor Mike Dunleavy. Ween, as a Republican, said that he personally would be relentless in stopping the tax. "It ain't going to happen," he said. Christ Tompkins, a Democrat, was on the same page, almost. It's not going to happen, he said, with a bipartisan coalition. A third candidate for House District 35, Petersburg resident Michael Sheldon, did not appear at the Sitka Chamber of Commerce Forum. Sheldon is a registered write-in candidate running as a Republican. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.